Today on Seculo, President Trump calls Attorney General Garland's bluff and says, release those documents now. We'll talk about what that will mean today and what we might learn, what we won't learn from the documents later today.
Keeping you informed and engaged now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Okay, so remember yesterday, and we could play some of this. So Attorney General Garland does this 5-minute, I wouldn't call it a press conference because he didn't take any questions, makes a statement basically. Say, you know, he's, as usual, doesn't sound very strong, doesn't sound very clear, a little bit shaky about, you know, what exactly is going on here. But he did admit that he signed off on it. So he got, which we all knew, but he had to tell the media because, again, they disappeared for 48 hours, which in normal cases would be normal, but this isn't normal at all. It's unprecedented. It's historic. And it's also, they started shifting that it's about, you know, pieces of paper and the Library of Congress. What I think we have to understand, too, from this statement was that they said, we have no problem with the warrant and the receipt being released, but you know, President Trump might, so let's put it back on him. And immediately that yesterday evening, President Trump had already put out a message saying, release this document. So at by 3 p.m. Eastern time today, depending on when you're listening to this broadcast, these will be released. Now, I think there's a lot of, in the media, they're playing this up big. So what we're going to walk through is exactly what to expect and what not to expect. So not going over the top. But I would say this, our producer Will, we were talking about this before, is that Attorney General Garland in this speech, he made this big statement, you know, we talked through our filings. And then a couple hours later, there's leaks already going to the Washington Post that it's something involved with nuclear. Now, you could assume the worst on that. You could also assume that, I mean, any conversations or back and forth with any nuclear power might count as that, especially the conversations which were very unique with the North Koreans. So again, we know that the FBI got documents back in June. They now act like there was something urgent here. I think that you don't have to put any faith in them. It's their job right now, which is why he made that statement in the first place, because they were feeling the pressure, feeling the heat to get out ahead of this. So we'll take your calls on it, your questions about the warrant, the receipt, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Yesterday, we focused on the broadcast on this conflict of interest. Should the judge in this case, who's a magistrate judge, be recused since they recuse, or we might see that kind of action now. But it's, again, this is, it's hard to make up how bad the DOJ, the FBI, and also the judicial side of this handles every time they try to go after Donald Trump, because they're trying to make something up, always going way too far. And when they do that, it doesn't like matter what else they find if it's not something so big, because now they've gone to a judge, magistrate judge, who recused himself back in June because he couldn't be impartial because he was sending out mean Facebook messages about Trump. So, but he wasn't too impartial to sign off on a search warrant of Donald Trump's home. That he had no issues with. So we'll talk about all of that today on the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. The Inflation Reduction Act vote is today in the House. We're going to talk about what you could do. Still take action on that at acljaction.org. We've launched a new system there, not just for Inflation Reduction Act, but for future, again, opportunities so you can weigh in directly to your member of Congress very easily. That's at acljaction.org. We're, of course, encouraging them to vote no. But we'll get into that a little bit later in the broadcast. We're going to start off, we come back, what you can expect to learn from this warrant and receipt and what we likely won't learn. And of course, there's going to be more leaks and more media. This is typical Washington. And so everybody's waiting, building it up. What exactly will it mean? Give us a call. If you got questions or comments, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let me encourage you, check out acljaction.org. Launched a new suite of tools you can utilize to contact your member of Congress directly. Go to acljaction.org right away.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
After nearly 50 years, Roe v. Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our three-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible. And I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
All right, 1-800-684-3110. So today, we know by 3 p.m. Eastern time, and again, most of you are watching this broadcast live or listening to it live, but if you listen to it before that, the documents may already be out. We're going to get into it a second. What to expect to learn, what you won't learn. You know, we're truth tellers here because the media is making it out to be a gigantic deal. To some extent, it is because it's a former president of the United States, raid on the home, a conflicted judge, a weak attorney general who sounded very weak, sounded very much like he was pressured into making a statement that didn't make sense to say in the statement that we don't have to talk because our filings speak for himself, except for you're having to talk and explain. You're already trying, having to explain yourself. This is, they know Republicans are likely taking back the House. They're going to be in the hot seat for a couple of years. Merrick Garland is going to be getting, this is going to be the focus of so many House hearings. How this got there, the judicial side of this with the conflict there. I mean, it's not even just like an exposed conflict, like, oh, this judge sent out mean things on Facebook about Donald Trump, so he should be recused. He had recused himself before because of that. So it's not, again, this is not conspiracy. This is not making up. Like I said, we tell it like it is. So I want to go right to Andy Economo. Andy, what people should expect to learn from the war, which will be released by 3 p.m. Eastern time today?
Well, the warrant is just the document signed by the United States magistrate that authorizes somebody to go in because there's been an alleged violation of the law to the magistrate's satisfaction. Here's a conflicted magistrate, as you said, who has recused himself from a case involving Donald Trump in June, who suddenly the impartiality there that he had or the problem that he had disappeared 6 weeks later, and he was okay to issue a search warrant to go in and raid the former president's house. So you may get that. You're not going to get the affidavit. There's an affidavit that goes into, or supposed to go into great detail about what it is that is in the house and why it's a federal crime and why there's probable cause to believe that a crime has been committed and all these things. You're not going to get that. That is not going to happen unless and until the government brings a criminal case against the president, if they ever do, former president, in which case there will be a motion to suppress the evidence that was seized, okay? that evidence, there's supposed to be a return made to the magistrate. In other words, the magistrate is supposed to get a list of what it is that was seized at the house. I doubt very seriously it's going to be a very informative list. It may just say 15 boxes of documents, but in my day, it was a detailed list of what it is that was received, and it was given in great specification to the magistrate.
That is the big question that comes out. Does the receipt, not so much the warrant, but does the receipt say anything? And we don't know. They could go into a little more detail, but it's not going to be the affidavit. It's not going to be great detail. It might give us some insight on what spurred them going to a judge to do this. And again, this idea that it wasn't a raid, that a raid is somehow illegitimate. No, raids aren't illegitimate. I heard somebody in the media, MSNBC, saying calling it a raid is trying to make it sound like it's not lawful. No. You have lawful police raids. That's what they are. When there's no notice, it's a raid. I mean, so all of this talking points in the media, they're trying to confuse you. There's a lot of distractions here. There's a horrible vote today in the House of Representatives on the 87,000 IRS officials. Who knows at what moment Hunter Biden gets his little plea deal and slap on the wrist that people are expecting, which I think if that goofy stuff starts happening in the middle of this, there's a reason why the Attorney General felt pressure to come out, Logan. And when he did come out, looked like a guy not in charge.
Yeah, I'm sure we have some clips of that we can play. But really what you look at, then you have to start really breaking down what the news is telling you. And not only what Garland was saying, but what, if you look at the big headlines right now, all of it is we're awaiting the release of the warrant. Playing games a little bit with the audience, knowing that the audience doesn't necessarily know what that means, knows that the audience is expecting something greater than it likely will be. And that is a concern for journalism, but it's a concern for people who watch these channels, watch the news, are expecting something and largely get defeated because we know there's a very good chance. Now, prove me wrong, but there's a good chance we're learning nothing out of this or very little out of this. And when you have these situations where they spin this sort of scenario, it's really a shame. And that's why our show is really important, because we're coming at you, we're telling you the truth, which is there is a good chance, a more than likely, a better chance that this having very little details. And again, hope I'm wrong. We'd all love to see a lot more details, but don't believe the media hype right now. And like, I'm saying that to thousands of people that I want to watch in our broadcast. They want to listen to our broadcast, but we're honest. We will tell you the truth. And the truth is there is a good chance that this is not what you're thinking it's going to be.
It would be unlikely and surprising to learn a lot. You're going to learn a little bit more. You will learn a little bit more. It's not like it's not going to have any kind of new info. But we're already seeing the leaking. You know, it's making about nuclear. I don't think this is going to give you the distinction between is it a Kim Jong-un letter or not. It's possible they could, but they don't have to. Yeah. I think we could go to the phones.
We can go to the phones, but also I think we should hear a little bit from Merrick Garland yesterday.
Yeah, we can play that.
So this kind of will set you up maybe on also how they're playing the media. Let's go Byte 23.
Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work.
And then as my kids say, 1 hour later, you know. Then,
oh, yeah. Yeah. So him making the statement showed that that's not true because no one trusts them. Their legitimacy is so much in question, rightfully so. Like I said,
there was a leak.
FBI content, don't trust them. You're now starting off point with the law enforcement is they're not necessarily the good guys, because it just seems like even what happened to their Ohio field officer is horrible. That someone comes there with a nail gun, has got to, they're the FBI. Shouldn't they be able to, like, this is what they are, hard law enforcement agency with guns ablaze. Like you would think that they can handle these things better, but remember the school shootings, remember the mass shootings we've seen, always on their radar, never have done anything about it. Is it possible that they've been distracted for 4 or 5 years by trying to take down Donald Trump, that they're not focused on terrorism? They make a big deal. They picked up this Iranian asset who was hiring people to try to kill Mike Pompeo with $1 million bounty. I'm glad that they stepped in there, but it just seems like it's an out of control, right, feeling in a lot of these law enforcement situations. And they always come in with their jackets after the fact to do a press conference. But what were they doing before? And if they're all being told this is the focus, we got to get Donald Trump somehow. I think, again, how many times have they spent so much of your taxpayer dollars, so much of our time, trying to take down someone who is a threat to them politically. You know, and they, again, they've tried to, and I think all they've done is put a lot of people on their mind to say, you know what? Let's put this guy back in Washington, D.C. Let's send him back to Washington. Let's drive them insane. We call it Trump derangement syndrome. It's real. I mean, it's real. It should, at some point, maybe psychiatrists will actually diagnose it as real, because the obsession, how many times do you have to fail against this guy before you realize it's going to turn on you? You're going to become Shifty Schiff. You're going to look like a weak Garland. You're going to become sad Bob Mueller testimony. I mean, that was sad as well. And he didn't know the paper. He clearly hadn't written or read the report, and he had to have an aide tell him where things were and that. I mean, you got to remember all of this stuff. It's a lot to remember. How about impeaching him after he left office? Unprecedented actions. They call, say, making a martyr. It's more than that. This guy has dealt with more unprecedented legal actions. That means they have never done this before in their history. In their handbook, this is not how they would say to do things. And yet still, they go and they start. But when the voice gets shaky, when they're doing their press conference and they get a little nervous, you realize they are the ones who are now in trouble, because they know that they're going to be dealing with a Republican House of Representatives led by people like Jim Jordan, who are going to rip their heads off, put out every document, put out all this information. That's all coming at some point. We go to the phones. Diane in Nevada, on line one. Hey, Diane.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Jake. You know, it was my understanding from another news media source that they refused to hand the warrant over to his lawyer at the time that they got there. And I'm wondering, why does it take till 3 o'clock if you have a search warrant?
Okay, that was the deadline set by the judge. So what they did is, DOJ has said they don't object to this being released. You, Donald Trump, have until 3 p.m. today, Eastern time, to object to that. So that's why there was enough time to where your legal team could make a decision. Now, this was President Trump already got ahead of that by 11 o'clock last night, said release the documents. Whether or not they said did a separate filing, we don't know yet. That's why we say it could happen at any moment. This could be released now because they have waived any objection to it being released. So it could happen while we're on the air right now. We'll have a team ready to analyze it. I want to continue to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. This is a total abuse of power. And you're starting to see the pieces put together. The judges should be recused. The weak attorney general being pushed by the left. Now suddenly, it's pieces of paper. They try to put a librarian's picture up on TV. Make them the enemy. Make them the fall person for this botched raid, which we'll use the term because it's real. That is the actual term. I don't know who's. They have these former DOJ people go on TV saying, using a raid is a bad context. Just telling the truth. If someone shows up at your house, law enforcement with no notice, kicks the door down, and takes whatever they want, that's a raid, whether you like it or not. After nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade, the tragic ruling that manufactured a so-called right to abortion, has been overturned by the United States Supreme Court. This is the moment the ACLJ has been fighting for. It's the biggest victory we've achieved in our 3-decade-long fight against the soulless abortion industry. Extreme abortion advocates are not just going to give up, and neither are we. I thank you for making this victory possible, and I ask you for your continued prayer and support as we continue to battle against barbaric new abortion laws across our nation.
We now have a state-by-state fight. Your support of the ACLJ makes a huge difference. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ this month, we get a matching gift, which means, as we've said before, if you donate $20, we get $40. You donate $100, we get $200. We encourage you to do it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Secular. We are taking your calls too at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. So we walked through a little bit about what the warrant means. Clearly, likely, if you're going to get more information today, it would be in that receipt of what documents. And that's really up to how they kind of wrote it out. You could write it out in a very descriptive way. You could also write it out in a very generic way. That will be, again, something we learn before the end of the day. We all know that is likely. We saw, again, I want to play more from Merrick Garland. I think that this press conference, again, when you look at leadership, I mean, you would think, right? Like, if you were going to go after the former president of the United States or former major world leader in any country, you better know what you're already going for and know that it's going to be worthwhile, that you're at least going to be able to make a case to the country that what you did was right, that you followed the right procedure. It looks here like they skipped a big step in between, which is if you knew there was something you needed in there that you didn't get the first time, ask for it. And then if you don't, then you've got like a paper trail of back and forth. Instead of people going on and saying, we weren't allowed in, we were allowed in, they didn't give this, they did give this, they handed us. Even the way he used the term, they handed us the warrant, does not mean you got to keep the warrant. I mean, he uses very specific words. He didn't take questions. He tried to say, do we have the part about they speak for themselves, their actions speak for themselves? Because I think the fact that he's having to do this press conference shows that is not the case. Or else you, as the attorney general, wouldn't have to be spending your time hiding from the media and then doing a little, it's not a press conference, it's a statement because of how botched this already is. It's already botched with a recused judge who didn't recuse himself. It's botched with, it seems like there's a missing step in between. You don't go from working with cooperating to raid. There is an in-between, which would be the subpoena of additional documents that you think that you need back in your archives. They're already trying to put a fall guy out, the archivist. Like, they could cause the DOJ to do this on their own, which they can't. The attorney general said he had to sign off on it. But just take a listen to this statement. I just think the righteous indignation, enough. I don't think we need to give it for either side. Politicians, politicians, Republican, Democrat. The respect level of this indignation is gone. It's out the window in the modern era. Let's go to the statement by 23.
Since I became Attorney General, I have made clear that the Department of Justice will speak through its court filings and its work.
Unless they get caught with a statement saying we should classify parents as domestic terrorists, unless they raid a former president's home and then go silent for 48 hours, that's not a really good decision. Try to start blaming an archivist. Like, they could cause the entire DOJ and FBI to raid the former president's home by saying, oh, I think I need this back. I think I need a document back. I think where we have to go, just that statement alone, Andy, we've seen that their work is not speaking for itself. They constantly have to come out and make a statement. This wasn't, he didn't get a congressional hearing yet. He felt the pressure to come out and have to say something.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you have to do that, we have an expression in the South called hit dog barks. In other words, he knew that he did something wrong, and now he's putting out the signal by making these innocuous and foolish statements about we don't do anything except what we say in our court papers and what we do in our work. You don't have to justify that. You have to justify why you went before a judge that was recused, why that judge did not recuse himself, what were you looking for, what did the affidavit say? Tell us. Why? Is it a secret? Is it a secret what the affidavit said? And when you do the return of service to the magistrate, go into great detail. Tell me what room you searched. Tell me what you found in the room. List the document. Go into specific details. And what's most important, to put confidence in the government Say that that is what you are going to do now so that we know what's coming.
Yeah.
Be open. Be transparent about these things. That's not what Merrick Garland may be the attorney general and not all that, but he ain't no Griffin Bell.
Let's go to Donald in Kentucky online too. Hey, Donald.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I haven't heard this heard on any news channel, and tell me if I'm wrong, but doesn't the president still retain his security clearance after his presidency and almost all the records things that have happened?
I think here's
with
the difference. He likely retains the clearance because people go in and out of government, but he does not retain the power likely to declassify. So that's the difference between being the president and a former president when it comes to these classifications. So he had the sole power to declassify anything he wanted, whenever he wanted. In fact, the classification process made for the president. And so while he's in office, he can declassify anything and with an order. And so we don't know all of the specifics there about what was, what wasn't. But you don't retain that power. That's where I think you can make that distinction. You wouldn't retain that power as a former president to declassify the documents after the fact. Again, people talked about Obama with the 30,000, all these documents that he said he was going to digitize. Where's that process? The idea, again, Hillary Clinton with Bleach Bit, she wasn't the former president. She's former Secretary of State, had a lot of info. Remember, they came out and said it was bad, but not criminal. I mean, that was Jim Comey.
Yeah, or irregular, something else.
Yeah, it was, again, we have seen, these are the same people, the same bad actors, trying to smear people because they were willing to take a stand against the assailant. Listen, they don't like him for Roe versus Wade. They don't like him for taking out Jim Comey. They don't like him for the idea of draining the swamp. And they're scared to death about what he would be like. Now that he's learned all of this and his team, what his second term would be like for Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. Because he's already figured out a way to fire a lot of these people, and they know that could potentially coming because they've reclassified a level of federal bureaucrat as a policymaker, and if you're a policymaker who's opposed to the current government, you can then remove them. So there's this whole process that they are very scared of in Washington, that they're trying to hold on to their power. Let's go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah.
Michelle in California, it's a good question.
Thank you. Okay, so from what I've heard, they searched the house, they searched their bedroom, they searched Melania's closet. When they release the warrant, will it show what they were allowed to search?
So will it go to the step like you were allowed to go to this area?
Yes,
this,
yeah. Yes. A search warrant cannot be a general warrant. Well, that is contrary to the Constitution. The warrant has to say with specificity what rooms, where, how, down the closet, down the line, down this, down that corridor, found in this safe. It has to be specific so that a person can Trace, who is doing the search, knows exactly where to go. So it's got to do that if it is a proper search warrant.
All right. So, I mean, there you go. So there's, again, like we laid out for you, and I think it's helpful with the calls that we're getting, the question we're getting, what you can expect to learn and what will be there that will be new information and what will not be there. So, again, we're waiting this release. It might happen while we're on the air. It might be after. We'll be ready to analyze it. Give us a call. If you got more questions, I think your questions are actually teasing out good points to be made for everybody listening. So if you got a question that's coming to you, there's no bad questions about this. This is unprecedented. It's never happened in our history before at this level of law enforcement going after a former president. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on the air and support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. There's action you can take at aclj-action.org. We'll talk about it when we come back. The Inflation Reduction Act vote is scheduled for this afternoon in the House. Got a new tool so you can contact your member of Congress directly at acljaction.org.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.